Okay, let's do this. Okay. Call the Board of Works and Safety to order. It is Tuesday, October 9th at about 5:15 p.m. Roll call, please.
Mayor Daniel.
Here.
Weigle.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on September 25th. All members were present. Were there any changes or corrections that needed to take place?
I did not.
Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, next up is the agreement for services with the Whitley County Soil and Water Conservation District. Jeff, do you want to kind of lead that discussion? I know Nadine's here. Thanks for being here, Nadine.
Sure, I can kick it off, Mayor.
Okay.
This is a contract that we've had for several years ongoing, and in the past we've done two-year renewal periods at a time. Last year we established a fee of not to exceed $19,450. Excuse me, I'm getting hoarse, so bear with me. I think Brianne gave me something last week, but the contract expired in August, and as you know, the contract worker for the SWCD, Gene Haskins, that did all of our work for us, passed away unexpectedly, and so we've kind of been reeling from that. We did identify that there was many shortcomings this last year in meeting the needs, the minimum control measure needs with respect to IDEM. The staff of the SWCD and Gene and I had sat down and we went through all this and identified and had a real good handle on where we were headed to at this point for this next contract cycle, but we weren't able to obviously execute that for the reason forementioned. I sat down with Dan and Dan Weigle and explained how that we had set this contract up, and it comes straight from IDEM's six minimum control measures, the minimum obligations that the city is bound by. And at the time, Lindsay Grossnickel's the one that put this together, and it just bullet points right down through what our requirements are. Underneath those major minimum control measures is what our goals and obligations to IDEM are under each one of those. And we have to have goals and objectives. And that's what I report on in my annual reports to them on whether we're meeting those obligations. This is a dynamic program. Our stormwater program is self-implementing. And that's why that we have to have regular annual reports into the IDEM so that they can see if we're meeting or exceeding our requirements. And as I've reported just a few weeks ago, I'm currently working on the annual report that will go in at the end of this month. So I guess with that, I feel comfortable in leaving the not to exceed $19,450 at this point. If at some time during the course of this next contract period we would see that it would exceed that, I would have to come back to the Board of Works for approval anyway. I don't see that as happening. I do think, however, that there'll probably be a learning curve that will be required for this employee. I would love to have somebody fully trained in contract administration for stormwater, but I don't see that in the offering, but maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised. Wald, I know that you had expressed maybe backing up to a single year contract. I don't see an advantage or disadvantage. It just means coming back annually instead of biannually. So I'd really be good with either one of those, however the preference of the board is. I've expressed in the past, too, that IDEM does like to have an involvement or engagement between soil water conservation districts and the MS4s. The reason for that is that the SWCD does, through the county, all the Rule 5 erosion control oversight, and that's for 5 acres or larger. When the Rule 13 was established, everything under that within our municipality is our responsibility. So it's just a natural extension for their services to carry on. It's not a relearning process. It's just a smaller scale. So that's why that IDEM likes to see that partnership. And as a matter of fact, the director had indicated that at our last audit last year. With that, I'll turn it over to Nadine for any comments or the board for questions.
We've got ads in the local paper and the Farmers Exchange. It's also running in, I'm considered a district employee, technically I'm a county employee, but it also went out through the county advertising to see if they can use that way. And they also sent it out through the state, you know, the district newsletters that I get from the state, and word of mouth and stuff like that. And that was just started last week because we had, the board to approve the ad and stuff like that, exactly how they wanted to do. And that was the first Tuesday of the month, so after that, we've got ads going. I've got a few feelers out, but nobody's, you know. So, and we're going to run that from the 26th of October. And when they advertised for Gene, you know, years ago, we had, you know, quite a few responses, so I'm taking for granted the program. So, and it'll take us a little while to get back up to speed with this, but I think we're working with Jeff. And then also, we've got a couple of guys that, Allen County is a, the whole county is named for, not just Fort Wayne. So we'll be able to work with Matt Jones also to help get the new person trained, and also Allen Pays out of Allen County. And so, you know, we should, once we get somebody that's been approved, we should be back up to speed. And like Jeff said, it will be a learning curve. It always is with any position. What our plan had been was that Gene was going to stay with us. We were going to advertise, you know, in October, and he was going to stay and train in November and December. Just a clip, unfortunately. Yeah. So, any questions or anything like that?
Jeff, what I know, the contract has expired, so does that mean all the responsibility at this point in time lies on the city's
staff? Correct.
Okay, so it's not so right now, until we get the contract settled and signed, that we're back into the partnership.
Okay. Right. And in preparation of my annual report, Nadine has found information on Gene's computer and his files that she's forwarded to me that I truly would expect to be billed for the time. So I don't want you to think that.
Yeah, I haven't just free up.
I would anticipate that they would be billing off of the current established rate.
Right. I guess my. The challenge is we sign the contract, and you need wrap up time to obviously fill the position, get them trained. So how does that work in relationship to the contract if you don't have somebody that's qualified on your staff at this time, or you do? I don't know.
Well, you know what I have been doing, if something comes up, is I should be able to work with Matt Jones out of Allen County,
okay,
out in Allen County, and the district. You know, since they're out of county, we're just going to have the district reimburse them for what time that they spent, you know, doing anything that they would need to do to help us and that type of thing. So it's just, we're just kind of out there, you know, hanging. Fortunately, the IT person was able to get Gene's files onto my computer so that I could, you know, look up things for Jeff and stuff like that.
So what I hear you saying is that in the meantime right now, you're basically, I don't want to say contracting, but you're working with Allen and potentially even DeKalb County right now,
yeah,
to help fill that gap. And into the future, as you train a new employee, they will also be helping out in that.
Yeah, That's how we train Jeans at the beginning, was through them. They're still willing to help us. So that's kind of, you know, a lot of the districts, whenever somebody else new comes on board, they'll send them to the closest county that they can. But, you know, no matter if they're an MS4 or a Rule 5 or like a, you know, my position, so figure out what the closest county is. It's gone on for years.
Oh, concerns I had prior to speaking with Jeff was the level of that this contract breaks it down, and most of the things that I witnessed or either informed or misinformed, it seemed like we were doing ourselves in that time. And I understand Gene's health had probably a lot to do with that at that point.
Unfortunately.
And but at the same time, you know, we got to be responsible for the money that's going out, and there needs to be a level of confidence in what's going to be handled by this contract. And I, after speaking with Jeff, looked at the level of information that's in this contract that I was surprised is actually put forth by IDEM, because some of it's just, in my opinion, a lot ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But I'm all for clean water, but this is to the point of...
Working with IDEM is interesting. That's the thing I can put.
Right. And since it is taken directly from IDEM's requirements, that we have to adhere to it. I don't like driving 55 mile an hour either, but I have to.
Yeah.
So, but otherwise, you pull me a little bit. No, but I guess, you know, I learned a lot by examining this. I just want to make sure that, you know, there's a level of accountability with this contract that, you know, if Jeff shouldn't have to be doing all the stuff that he was doing with previously. So I guess that's my concern. I just want to make sure we're getting, you know, what we're paying for.
And I would agree with that. And I, Nadine, I know that you and I and Jeff and Gene had sat down and we had talked about some of that kind of stuff. And so I would agree that that IDEM is putting a lot of interesting measures into this program. But what I will say is I do think the Whitley County Soil and Water Conservation District is uniquely qualified to do this type of service. The biggest suggestion I would have is find a go-getter.
Yeah.
And I know that's what you're looking for.
Self-motivator.
Yep. And I very much appreciate that. I know as a personal goal, trying to transition Jeff more toward the economic development realm. He'll still be in charge of stormwater, but as I try to continue to shift him toward community development, economic development, I'd like to see the Soil and Water Conservation District pick up a lot of that slack, and I know that you guys are committed to doing that, and I appreciate you being here for that. So, well, do you have any other?
No, I think it's just we're going to have to work together during this transition period.
Mm-hmm. Still thinking of two-year contract.
Yeah, again, that was more of a question for discussion, 1 year versus two. And obviously, if there was an issue that ever arose, there's ways to back out of the agreement.
I
mean, by both parties. So if something would happen, we have the proper verbiage to do that. So I'm okay.
And I do think it's appropriate in the fact that they'll be hiring someone. So you figure at least a quarter of this next year, they'll probably, if not more, be spending to proper training and getting their feet wet and that kind of stuff. And so I'd like to give them the opportunity and the individual the opportunity to earn their way with a 2-year contract. So, anything else? Okay. Then with that, I will make a motion to accept the agreement or enter into the agreement for services with the Whitley County Soil and Water Conservation District with an amount not to exceed $19,450 annually.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you, Nadine. Okay. Next up on the agenda is the Southside Stormwater Improvements, and I think we have a guest here from GAI.
Yes.
Is it Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Okay, yes. Cheryl. I remember meeting you at Quessy.
Yes.
So thank you for being here. I know we've talked
pleasure.
A little bit about this, but Dan and I are obviously new to the Board of Works, and you know, Mark Jesse has told me this much about the project, and Jeff's told me a little bit more than that, but appreciate you being here, and if you wouldn't mind kind of presenting what you want to do and the options and that kind
sure.
of stuff.
Sure, be more than happy to.
Thank you.
While I'm giving you that opportunity.
Thanks.
Back in 2011, we were asked to prepare a study called the Southside Study, Stormwater Study. Purpose of the study was to determine a good way of separating the combined sewers around Walnut and Vine in that area.
You all were new to this project, I went ahead and just ran the study for you. So basically we were asked to look at the area bound, and if you'd like to look at the actual study area, you can go back to the figures, and that will show you that we were bound to the north by Van Buren, to the east on Line Street, south was the old railroad, to the west was Phillips Ditch. And after discussions and looking at everything, we settled on looking at separating the sewer. We did three options. And I think probably most of you know the primary reason for the separation study was continual flooding issues on the corner of Walnut and Vine. So this was an effort to see how we could reduce and eliminate, if possible, the flooding in that area. The first option, if you want to look at figure one, that would show you the first option. If you look at figure one, you'll see a blue line headed towards the Phillips Ditch to your on the west or the left side of the page. And then the study area, you have to the north red lines. Excuse me. I'm catching what you're getting. Okay. Solid red lines.
You're next.
Yeah, there you go. Excuse me. Anyway, the solid lines represent the phase one project, okay? And then the dashed lines going towards the north or to the upper part of the page represent phase two and then a future phase. Basically, this area is what would need to be evaluated and designed for to see what sewers needed to be placed in there in order to separate the stormwater and leave the existing sewers alone as sanitary. Okay, so that's what our intentions are. In this first figure, our outfall. Okay, everything's draining south from Market Street south to Vine Street. We collect it in Vine Street, run it over to the west over into Phillips Ditch. Okay, so that's phase one. That's project one, example one, however you want to call that. That's the outfall to Phillips Ditch. And then there was an offshoot, that would be 1A, so if you would like kindly flip the page, you'll see 1A is a variation of what we just talked about, where the blue line, or the outfall line, where everything's captured, actually runs down that abandoned railroad right away and follows down through and then over to Phillips Ditch, where the water will flow out into Phillips Ditch. So that's option two, or well, as we call it here, figure 1A or option 1A, because again it's just a variation off of the first one. And then the last option is an outfall to the Blue River, okay, and that is, we still have everything coming south to Vine Street, except then we take the captured water in the blue line to the east along Vine Street and find a path over to the river and discharge it there. So those are the three options. Again, each option is built the same way. The solid line items would be the first thing that needs to be built. And then from Spencer Street north to Ellsworth would be called Phase 1, which would be obvious next item that would need to be built. And to finish everything out would be the future phase, which would take storm sewer drainage up to Market Street. Okay. So those are the three options. And if you want to go back through then into the book, you can read different things about the positives and negatives of the different items, of the different studied areas, such as the initial one for the outfall for Phillips Ditch. That's a good one. Captures everything, gets it over the Phillips Ditch, keeps everything in the same storm drainage area where it should be. It has some downfall because when we're going back towards the west, that street, Oak Street and Vine Street, is very deep. There's, you know, you're going uphill, you're fighting the grade, so you'll have some deep sewers. It can be done. It's just that the initial cost, you know, to go through there, so that's always a concern. And you'll have to get some easement back through a private property in order to drain. Okay. But positive.
Are you referring to 1A?
I'm sorry, 1.
1. Okay.
Figure 1.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Second.
Figure 1. Okay. So there'll be easements needed. Vine Street, because the sewer will start to get deep, will also mean the trench gets wider, and there's a good chance that what we added to the project was basically a rebuild of the surface of Vine Street. So it's a two-for-one kind of project, and that makes it very valuable because your street's in pretty tough shape out there. This way you could get a nice, reasonably new street for a combined project, which is a good deal. And figure 1A, where we're going down the right-of-way, it turns out to be a little less expensive option. However, there's a lot of unknowns going down through that old right-of-way. There's environmental issues. There's things under the ground we don't know, because you can only go out there visually, see what you can see. You know, we talk to neighbors. People have said things. We put money in there for those unknowns. Also, if you've gone down through there, there's been some vacation of the railroad right of way. So there's homes that are really, really close to where the path would be. I know you've probably been down through there and you know where I'm talking about. So you've got those kind of negotiations, those kind of easements granted. It's got a lot of unknowns to it, and also you don't have the opportunity then of getting that nice new street on Vine Street for a minimal cost, basically, between, if you start looking at the cost, which we'll compare here in a minute. And as you go to figure 2, which is the outfall to Blue River, and where we reverse everything, it has some positives because you're a lot of, like at Vine Street and Line Street and at Chauncey Street, I mean, we could actually look at putting in extra catch bases and things like that to maybe catch more water that might be in the street at this point. But on the flip side, there's a ton of utilities in this area. There was utility work done with the improvements to the new wastewater treatment plant. We really had a hard time finding a path to put this water or to put the storm sewer through. We were lucky to have a set of plans from the city, let us borrow a set of plans for all the utility work and the sewers and storm drainage that was going on as part of the project out there at the wastewater treatment plant. So that was a difficult thing to work our way through. You have a lot more pavement, you got easements, it's a longer run of storm pipe, and it became, as I'll mention here in a moment, it was the most expensive of the three options. And with that, we'll go to the dollars and cents And if you would like, it's I have a chart here in the book, page 4, opinions of probable project costs. So for the one we had as a figure 1 for outfall to Phillips Ditch, and these price and these costs also include not only construction costs but non-construction costs, okay, and probable costs.
Would the, just to interrupt you, the non-construction costs that you've got here would probably be construction admin and management services,
included.
Inspection.
Yes.
That's so.
Yes.
So you understand what that non-construction is? It's basically what I'm currently doing on the trail and what Burgess and Nyepel did on their sewer
right.
project.
Yes, and any additional help will probably geotechnical services will be required. If we go down the railroad right away, we'll probably have environmental issues and specialists there that may need to be hired. And so, yeah, we try to say that the non-construction costs fit everything, including, as Jeff mentioned, his wages, as well as if we need legal assistance from your city attorney, so on and so forth. Okay. And as you can see, I also later, if you would like, I do have sort of a breakdown of the costs in table form. But for our summary work here today, the outfall to Phillips Ditch, as I said, we broke your cost that you're looking at here in phases. So phase one was $570,000. That represents the heavy solid line work. And then phase two is $310,000. That just takes you up to the first Ellsworth area. And then that total cost is $880,000. Okay. And as I said, we can break that down into phases for more comfortable project work. Or we can put it all together. Depends on the funding. And that's probably where you will have to, the city will see where you are. Again, the next project possibility was the Phillips Ditch with the railroad as where the outfall would be, going down the former railroad right-of-way. The initial cost just for the outfall storm sewer, $460,000, but then you have higher costs on phase two, which is $390,000, for a total of the two needed phases in order to separate out the storm sewer initially, $850,000. And then the outfall to the river, Blue River, the total of $1,030,000. Okay. And again, like I mentioned, the difference between the outfall for the two Phillip Ditch variation options, I know there's one's more expensive than the other, but like I said, you're getting two for one because you're going to get a new street out of the first option, and maybe there's funds somewhere in for street work that could be brought into the project.
Sure.
And with that, I can.
If you wouldn't mind, would you talk a little bit about the railroad option and talking about you had said that as a part of the cost estimate, you would. Assumed that there would be some environmental things in there. Can you talk about maybe what percentage that assumption was, or any mm-hmm. kind of details on that? The only reason I'm asking is obviously we've been bit in the past by contamination issues, and quite frankly, that's the route I'd love to take. But if we're going to have to pay an additional $100,000 because of issues, which mm-hmm. I know you can't assume that, but
right. Right. We took some liberties to assume a certain amount of cost.
Okay.
See if I can find that reasonably quickly here. In like about $25,000 I used for removal and replacement of unsuitable fill materials, for example, going in and doing a cleanup. $25,000 I think might be cheap. You know, when you're doing these, you know. Where do you stop? Where do you start? You know, these old tracks, we all know that they've all had oil spills and they've got contaminations. You, can't see them sometimes from the surface, but when you start doing like soil borings, that's when you'll notice and you'll see the hydrocarbon detections and stuff like that that throw up the red flags. And so.
Jeff, from the past project that we had, the long-term control plan phase 2A project, can you give me any kind of rough estimate as to how much in soil removal we probably spent? Can you tell me if it was way over $25,000 or not?
It was probably upwards of $200,000.
Thank you.
Oh, we could get lucky and not have it.
Yeah.
But you just don't know at this point. This
that area was, the railroad was really confusing as far as ownership.
Mm-hmm.
There was some vacations of that right-of-way that was property owner.
And what happens is you split that right-of-way.
Yep.
Half goes this side, goes to the adjacent side.
Yeah, I think that area is still kind of blocked, but nobody knows who that is.
Well, there's a section about as long as this desk that's owned by one person, and then right next to it is, I completely understand.
So in option one, I'm going to call it the last mile to the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
When we leave the west end of Vine Street, is there acquisitions that need to occur along that?
For the option one?
Yeah.
Yes, it'll be to the west. It won't be an acquisition, it'll be an easement, would be what we would recommend that you get, so the property owner can still enjoy their property, but give you rights to be on there for maintenance and operation of the storm sewer. So.
So I don't know. I'm not familiar with that land, but is it farmland or is it just?
It's a hill that goes down. It's just south of the mobile home park.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Del Robinson owns the, I think, the park maybe. Anyway, it's right there, and I think that there might be some railroad property ownership yet as well.
Where are the easements included in the cost? Is that the mobilization, demobilization?
No, that's. Non-construction, let's see here.
It's under non-construction.
It's under non-construction and easement. Right underneath of it is under
easement
acquisition.
Okay, thank you. Easement acquisition.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So. And each cost, each one has their cost for that. So.
And an easement, is that like 40 foot? I mean, does that vary from negotiations?
It's whatever your construction needs are. The trail itself would be either 8 or 10 foot if we were thinking trail setting in it. I like a 20-foot easement.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't settle for anything less than 20 with any of our infrastructure, sewer, or water, or storm, or electric.
And that can be sort of variable. And in this case, you know, for construction, we'd have the 20-foot would be the permanent easement. We'd get 10 or 15 feet on either side, maybe for temporary, for some contractors have a place to put their equipment and whatnot. With deep trenches, we might actually have it wider in certain areas.
So when you say deep, I mean, I know that you've shared this with us before, but I don't recall. How deep is deep estimate?
Right there at the top, at the, where Spencer and Vine come together, we could have some sewer that might be 20 foot deep. So, but if you look at it's the deep part's going to be between the Spencer and Vine intersection with Elm and Vine. That'll be fairly deep, you know, maybe not the whole way, but there's a section there, maybe to that first alley, you know, from Oak Street. Well, it's on Vine, but from Oak back to the east, that's going to be the deepest spot. But as you can see, when you look at that in relationship to the whole project, that's just a small length that you have to deal with. And with good construction techniques, you know, maintenance on it should be pretty minimal. But it's to be noted. One has to note that.
Now, the one thing that's not factored into this is I had mentioned to the board previously that our financial consultant, Umbaugh, had looked at this, looked at our rates, and had determined that our current existing rates can support this bond issue for this project. Bond issuance costs are not included in this. I might add that I think, Mayor, you've been involved. I know, Walt, you have. This is in a cost range that it really is does not fit neatly into issuing a bond, because it's a small enough project that your bond costs by percentage are going to be extraordinary for the overall price. I would like to see us, if we do move forward with this, try to negotiate something with a local bank. And I think we've had great success with that in the past, and I think that they'd be very receptive to this, given the amount, our financial statements. I'll just leave it at that.
I would concur with that.
So, obviously, council would have to put a bond.
If we decide to do a bond,
yeah.
So, if we decide to do a loan, though, that could just go through Board of Works and wouldn't have to go through council.
I don't know.
I believe.
Is it?
I honestly, I would have to ask for legal.
Yeah.
Because it's
not that we want to try to go away from the council, but I think because I'm thinking with the extra SRF loan that we had, we did that all through the Board of Works, did we not? At the beginning of this year, I don't believe that went through council. Not that it matters right now.
I think you're correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Questions? Oh yes.
Yeah. I believe you know that, I think Jeff has. We've submitted copies in executable agreements. Okay. Contracts are available. We are willing to hold the current price of our engineering fees, knowing that if we can get started early this year, we can get the surveying done and be working on the design. So maybe we can get it constructed next year. That would be beneficial to everybody because we probably can't hold our fees another year without showing some kind of increase. So just if that has any impact as to helping to understand the need to move forward, that would be very beneficial to everybody in the room.
I should mention, obviously, we appreciate you guys being willing to hold those rates as we finished with our last phase of the long-term control plan, trying to figure out where we were
right
financially with that, and
absolutely.
Going from there.
Yeah.
So, comments? Questions?
Got a comment out here.
Yes. Oh, hello. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Good.
I would just like to talk about this and say how beneficial the projects like this would be to us. As far as I know, we have the bigger, newer facility and can handle more water. But if you take a look at our quarterly statements from the financial part of it, we're only billing about 50%, sometimes over 50% of the water that we're treating. So the more water that we take in, basically, the less money we're making. We're treating an awful lot of water, but we're not getting paid for it. You know, the one month we treated 74 million gallons, we only billed for 48% of that. That's a lot of water. And by separating, my point is, by separating, we get rid of that water. We don't send it to us, so therefore, we're not treating it. So anytime that you can do a separation project, I'm for separating projects instead of sending it up there. So just something to keep in mind for the future, because I know once we move into 2C, I don't know how that's going to go, but I'm in favor of separation instead of pumping it all to us.
As Kelly, I mean, you guys have all obviously been able to take a look at these different phases as well, I'm assuming. So, guys that are going to have to be working with it, which one of these phases would you recommend?
That I can, because I don't necessarily work on it. I'm like the end consumer of this, but I benefit from it very highly.
I mean,
if it gets put in place.
Because if there's something that goes wrong, you guys ultimately be the ones dealing with it.
Right.
So that's why I was just wanted to see if you guys had any input other than that on it. Or
seems like the Phillips ditch would make more sense financially, you know, wise. Plus, you'd be cutting back across a project that just got completed. And we know what kind of issues they had over in that area. So, it wouldn't make sense really to cut back over to the Blue River, as far as my opinion.
I agree with that also. I think that, you know, the shorter route, and then the best, obviously going down an easement that's already there is going to be save a lot, but if you run into your unknowns like we've had on this last project and a few before that, then I would avoid it.
Yeah. So I think everybody concurs that this is an area that we know, have known, and all agree that we need to address. And I think I don't think there's any disagreement in that. Okay, I think the issue is how do we accomplish that. So I'm forward to proceed with caution. Okay, if we look at bonds versus local, I think we're still homework to go from the financial side of it. Again, thank you for your patience.
No problem. Anytime.
Obviously we got to do our homework before we can go to our finance facilities to say, here's what we want. We need your input and design as part of that. So, because that's all part of the criteria of gathering information. So, I know you've done this as step one.
Right.
Okay. And so the next step for you is actually to get down to rubber meets the road,
yes,
basically, to really start looking at more true cost and design. So, to me, that would be part of the criteria we would need to prepare ourselves for the financial options or decisions.
Did you, as a part of that, Cheryl, did you guys put together a final design cost itself separated from the actual construction?
I probably have it somewhere in my notes back.
Okay.
At the office. When we provide you these numbers, we have them. A lot of times we put them together, but I don't break it down like that.
Okay.
Because
I was just going to say, the reason I'm asking that is because as Walt kind of said, I think we would be in favor of the final design. The question is how we fund the construction, whether it be through a loan or through a bond. And
right.
So,
So you're looking at what that initial design cost would be.
Well, basically, what I'm looking at is if we can approve the final design, that lets you guys get going, and then we can figure out the financial portion of the construction.
Well, and
see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
And I may have been remiss now that I understand where you're headed with that.
Well, right. We won't know that until
I believe.
You mean the final design?
These are in the
agreement. Well, they'll purge what they charge us to.
Is that or what?
Yes, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what that exact cost is, because then after that, then we can kind of say, okay, well, after the final design, we'll know more concretely what the construction cost will be, I'm assuming. And then from there, yes, ma'am.
I was remiss in where you were headed.
Okay.
It is in the agreement.
Okay.
The initial cost for not to exceed lump sum fee for the design services of $139,000.
Yeah, I was thinking it was $140,000.
Okay.
Is it? You think it's higher? Well, higher.
I'm still trying to find it, so I'll take your word for it.
Well, I'm just there might be that's for the design services.
Yeah.
Now
that's to get it ready for bid.
For bid, and then you go into other service as authorized, and the reason is because you get your design done. Now all kinds of possible new things crop up that need to be handled, and there's a cost for that. It's pretty difficult to determine the exact cost of everything until you get your actual design done and permits and all that good stuff. So.
What page was that on?
That's on Exhibit B, reimbursables, engineering services and reimbursable expenses.
Okay. What page is that on? I'm sorry.
Do you have one of the agreements?
We've got it in our iPad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's yeah, this is the agreement form. That's because Exhibit A is what we propose to do.
It's clear at the end.
Yes.
If it's on like page 28 of 38.
I was going to ask. Okay.
That's what I was trying to get out of her is since. Okay. Since we don't have the easy paper,
oh,
we just have to flip.
It's a not to exceed lump sum of 139.4.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Now that's for and now this is a quick and dirty. That's the lump sum for the engineering services, mm-hmm. Which is. But if we get past the engineering services, then we would come back and we just you want to get the project built. Then there would be construction administration costs and inspection costs if you so choose to have us do the work.
Right.
Okay.
But that price is the $880. That's included in the $880.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All that other.
Okay. So let me ask this then, just so I'm clear, and just so the Board of Works is clear, the design is the design included in the $880?
Yes.
The final design is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that $880,000 includes their engineering fees, services.
Of the 139.4.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, again, I take it that, again, the investment that we make at the end of that design, we have another decision to make to put it out for bid or not to put it out for bid.
Sure.
Okay. Yes. I mean, obviously, you don't want to invest this type without having to go forward, but if you had to stop. Mm-hmm. The design is done.
Right.
The engineering is done. The design is done. Mm-hmm. And again, this takes time to get to that period.
Yes. And
go ahead.
And that's part of why we broke it up into phases, because the whole watershed has to be dealt with, not just Vine Street and the corner. You have to look at what all is causing the issue. And so we saw, with as you can see on phase on Figure One. Clear up to Market Street, actually beyond, but we could probably handle that just up to Market Street with pipe, okay? But that $808,000 is, there's actually three phases we've created. What you have to do now to get your outfall and up to Spencer, and then the next phase would get you a little farther to your final future phase, which gets you clear up to Market Street. And so when you And we need to know what grades to put the pipe, what kind of utility interferences are in the way. So we have to look at the entire design before we can actually settle on what phase one is going to look like. So that's a snapshot. What we're looking here is a pretty snapshot idea of how that's going to all shape out.
I guess what I just wonder is obviously we've had the opportunity in last meeting. And we probably have both gotten your updated financial. I guess I just wonder if this is something where, and maybe I'm stepping out of bounds here, but I wonder if this is something where we can pay for the final design in cash and do the loan for the actual construction. I don't know if you have opinions on that, Jeff, or if
I don't see that why that you couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at $140,000 for that. What I'd really like to do is, if we get beyond this first hurdle, decide which route that we would take to Phillips Ditch, because I think that we need to really look hard at what kind of trouble, what kind of challenges we would have with easement acquisition, and then I'd like to advance some soil borings along the proposed routes, similar to what I finally did. I like to learn from my mistakes, okay? South Chauncey Street was a real true learning experience for all of us. And I really believe that we need to advance some soil borings to give us an idea. I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but after we get the results of those two answered, we'll have a lot better idea of the route. There's advantages to both. Mm-hmm. If we go Vine Street, Kelly gets a brand new street. And he's never frowned on that. If we go the old river railroad bed, there's friends at the Eel River that would love us to death.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, each point has its own advantage. But I think, honestly, the way that we've had the challenges with contamination on the past project, we need to look really, really hard at that.
Yes.
Well, I agree with the total. The ditch is the best way to go.
Yeah.
I totally agree. My personal feeling is to stay on Vine Street, just to stay away from the railroad totally. That would be my opinion, but that's...
I would concur. The more I look at it, the more I think that's probably an appropriate route. I know there'd be a lot of people on Vine Street that would be very pleased with that. I guess they'll be pleased either way, but I would agree with that, and I guess Dan?
Easement purchases down the road, plus the environmental possibilities, is a greater unknown than the other. I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but let's make sure the public understands that this is not going to increase sewer rates.
Or stormwater rates.
That's correct.
Or stormwater rates. This is our, I think it's very important to public know this project is not going to increase no water.
I completely agree. So I guess here's my question, Jeff and Cheryl and Board of Works and everyone else who wants to comment. Can we go ahead and approve the final design phase with GAI to go ahead and do the final design of Route 1, or excuse me, Figure 1 on the outfall of Phillips Ditch, and then we'll talk about construction at the time in which we receive the final plan. I will make it a motion if you're ready to make it a motion. I guess in an amount not to exceed lump sum fee of $139,400 for design services.
I would second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions?
Yes.
Well, I just want to make sure that that's our fee, but there will be geotechnical services involved as
but we'll take care of those in-house.
Well, that's what...
Or not in-house, but we'll do that as a side note.
Right.
But you'll need our involvement so we can help pick where we want our soil borings taken at and things of that nature. But that we've done that before, so we...
That's
small
scale.
That's above and beyond?
Would that be above and beyond the $139,000?
No.
Okay.
My other thought is, is this a lump sum? I mean, a lump sum fee at one time, and when does that due at the...
It is. We will bill you as, on a monthly basis.
A progressive type?
Percent, percent complete.
That's what I just wanted to clarify.
Okay. So lump sum doesn't mean you get one lump sum. It just means that you'll bill us as you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's okay.
No, that's perfect.
I like it at the tail end.
I thought you'd have to go anyway. I wasn't going to say that.
Okay.
Okay.
Marsha's cool. Marsha's reviewed this 1,000 times, I assume.
She has.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And Rosie on board from her.
That I know of.
From a trainer.
Yeah. Okay. That I know of. I mean, I think.
Just as a courtesy, I'm asking. So.
Yeah.
She's okay. Just happy if I don't take it through SRF.
True story.
Okay.
She'll run me out of town on that railroad.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, answer my question.
Any further discussion or questions?
Nope.
All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please move forward with final design.
Thank you so much,
Cheryl. Thank you, Jeff.
Do you have any?
Sally's got the originals that need to be signed.
Okay. I do. However, it has the old administration names on it.
Does it really?
So we need to adjust some things for you?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know there's some dates and some things to that effect that just need to be switched from 11 to 12, and names of, I'm assuming names of mayor and board of works.
Okay. So we need to update.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right there's one, 2011. Okay.
So I was going to say, I mean, we've given the okay, but... however you want to get that contract signed. If you want to get it to us sometime this week, I can swing it around. Get it done that way.
We'll work on that. Okay, great.
Very good.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
And just so that you know, Mark Jesse would have been here, but he's tonight's his final night for his MBA degree. So I didn't think that it was fair of him to miss that. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay.
Thank you.
No. Jeff, do you have class tonight?
I do not.
Oh, well, good. Well, then we'll put you back to the end of the agenda.
Oh!
I'm off this month.
I'm kidding. Okay, so then we'll move on to the request to vacate easement, Forest View Park subdivision. Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
That's me again. Several weeks ago, Dave Roth approached me. He's looking to purchase this vacant lot. This this property was subdivided last year, as you saw. It's called Forest View Park. This is Lot 3. This would be just west of the Eaton Building, out in the Gateway Industrial Park area, Business 30. When this lot was established last year, there was a new easement that was laid in on the east side of it, going north-south. And you'll see that under the plat itself. What Dave would like to do, he's got an offer into the owner right now to purchase it, but he'll need to have that new easement vacated to make the property work for his improvements. He's got, what you have to do in a case like this is to go around to every utility that would have a legal right to enter, put their infrastructure in this easement, and have them sign off that they would be willing to vacate it. He has now done that with everybody except the city. And we've got sewer and water that service municipal services to that area. So he would need our sign-off as well. We have sewer and water feeding all the lots around him already. So we would have no reason to put another sewer and a new easement there, or a new water main in the easement there. So from our standpoint, we'll never need access to it.
So this area that's highlighted in blue, is that at least on our
page prior?
That's the lot.
That's the lot, okay.
Yeah. And then the next
But the easement, are you referring to the easement out here on, along U.S. Business 30? Or is there an easement right, or the lot is
the next, if you go to the next page is the plat. There's a yellow strip there. That's the easement.
Okay. That looks more like an easement versus that other picture, which looked like the lot.
Yeah, well, the first picture is where it's at on Beacon in reference to the world.
That's a big easement. That's what I was trying
That's a large easement.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if Kelly wants to comment on it.
I guess I'm trying to understand what, because there's a sewer that runs down the west side of that property.
That's correct.
And because I'd went out there and he'd asked how close he could build to the sewer line, I think, if he wanted to build a building there.
Yeah.
So is that?
Now he was looking at the entire lot at the time to see if a building would work, and that's why I said the one on the east is the one he'd have to vacate so he could shift everything east. So he would have to encroach in that east easement right now, and obviously doesn't want to do that if there's the eventuality of having a utility put in there. So that's the reason he wanted to go around and get everybody's sign off to vacate.
When I talked to him, I just recommended that he didn't build, like, I think it was usually like a 15-foot easement on a sewer or something like that. So Jeff said, what did you say, 20-foot earlier when we were talking about?
Yeah, what we usually do is go, if it's all on one lot, it's usually 15. If we split lots, it's 20, 10 on each one, usually.
That was my involvement.
Are Are you talking about the area that's highlighted in yellow?
Yeah, Kelly's talking about the other side of the line.
The other side of the line, okay.
This tonight would just be the vacated, the yellow part.
But on
What he'd have to do is to, if he buys it, decides to develop it, he'd have to pull an improvement permit from the county, and all the utilities would have to sign off. So Kelly would have an opportunity to stop it if it encroached over the easement that is in use.
On the other side of the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
But where the yellow is today, there's
nothing.
Nothing there.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we grant the vacation of easement in Forest View Park as presented to us.
Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Sally, will you fax that tomorrow? Thank you.
And there was some question. Rosie and I talked prior to the Board of Works meeting. There was some question as to whether or not the plat or anything like that would need to be changed in the recorder's office at the county level.
That'll be his responsibility.
It's his responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as that's clear to him.
Yeah.
Well, let me, I know we just approved it, but let's say he elects not to buy the lot. Does that void this?
Yeah, because if it doesn't go through, then he has no reason to record it over at the.
So is there a time period that expires? Or how do we know?
His offer to purchase is running out.
Okay.
So he's wanting to move quickly. Actually, he wanted to move last week. I told him that we couldn't do it without your approval.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Okay.
I wondered, too, about, like, on this, it shows the sewer line, but it says an apparent sewer line, a sanitary sewer line. I don't know if that's a dedicated... easement it's obviously a sewer that serves a lot that runs through there on that side. If he happened to shift his building over, I guess that's kind of getting off of what we're actually with this vacation on.
If
you
had just looked at this at a time,
I was concerned about that.
If you got an issue,
I would go with that. Just thinking out loud.
I appreciate that, Kelly. Okay, we'll go to pay applications. Who wants to do this one?
What are we up to?
Pay applications.
Oh, I can. If I do it all now, I don't have to report at the end.
There you go.
This is Crosby's pay app number 4 for the wastewater miscellaneous improvement project for $19,600. Has been reviewed by our consulting firm Bryce Gast and approved. Be my recommendation that the board does act favorably. And it has been forwarded on to SRF loan number 2.
I make a motion that we accept Jeff's recommendation for payment number 11136-4 for the amount of $19,600. As presented.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Structure point.
The invoice that you have before you on the structure point is a little bit of work on the water sewer design and then also gathering information for us for our meeting down at the state, and then also follow up on the mitigation approval of the 6F, and just as a course of reporting out on this, the DNR has approved all the paperwork and has forwarded it on to the Department of the Interior at the federal level. And we're currently waiting to hear back from them. So, being an election year, I'm sure that it'll move at breakneck speed. be my recommendation, the board does act favorably on this for $3,344.68.
Okie dokie, do we know, have we heard anything from NDOT?
They did meet last Friday. I know this for a fact.
Okay.
Because our local source saw them meeting.
Oh, okay.
Dennis, and reported to me late Friday. With us being out yesterday, I didn't hear from her today.
Okay.
And tomorrow, being Indy, I'll probably just try to call her.
Okay.
And see, because she had committed to getting back to me.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions of Jeff? Hearing none, I will make a motion to approve invoice number 57867 for the amount of $3,344.68.
Second.
Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Next up.
This is pay application number 22 for Bowen Engineering. This is the final pay application for Bowen Engineering. And it has been reviewed by Burgess Nyepel, and be my recommendation that the board does act favorably in the sum of $335,529 even. You'll see that underneath says percent complete 100. They have now met their obligation to the city. We didn't have enough money in SRF. I will tell you that right now. It probably would not come as a surprise to you to know this. I think that we're going to be paying for the balance, the shortfall, around $200,000, Mayor.
I want to say like 260.
It's two something.
Yeah, two something.
Out of revenue, operational revenue is my understanding. So we do have the money one way or another to pay for it. We're just not going to let Mike have a Christmas this year. No decorations. So it would be my recommendation to approve this.
So what I hear you saying is that a portion of this will be paid out of revenues. The other portion will end the SRF loan.
Correct.
Okay. And how's the crane doing? Is the crane up yet?
It's up. They still need to do the extension. I talked to Jason today. I was going to report on this later. Do you want me to report on it later or do it now?
Might as well do it. Well, it's okay if you, real quick. I mean, it's a part of the...
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
I talked to Jason, and they've got a bid back from the company that installed the first time.
Okay.
And to do an extension, which will move our crane out about 6.5 feet from the wall, which should be perfect.
Great.
They thought it was rather expensive, so they have asked another company, which happens I'm not going to mention, that they worked with in the past. The city has also worked with in the past to give them a price on that extension also. So they're still working on that. The pressure transmitter should be in this week, and they're still waiting to hear back on the touch panel is inoperable. So that's where that stands. I mean, nothing has been forgotten.
Yeah.
But that's all I have for that right now. But
I just want to make sure that if we pay this, that it's not going to be, oh, we paid this, and now we don't have to complete those obligations.
I would hope not. The crane does not fall under this. That's through the engineering company is taking that.
Okay.
They're eating the cost on that one. Okay.
Jeff, there's no possibility that there's things that they are still supposed to do that if we pay this, that they'll say, oh, yeah, we forgot. Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Bowen?
It falls under to the one-year warranty, too. So
we've got some warranty items that he's working on.
Okay.
But nothing major.
I just want to make sure that we're protecting our investment.
Yeah, their performance bond is still in place as well.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Concerns? Okay, someone want to make a motion? Actually, will you make this motion since this is
the final?
This is the final one.
This is the final. Thank you. I would make the motion that we pay the final bill for the amount of $335,529 our progress number 22 to Bowen Engineering Corporation.
Never hire.
Second.
Never hire.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Get back up to the top here. Street closing request with the Hanna Jail. That came into the office on Friday. Of course, the Hanna Jail is going right now, but they wanted to have that road closed, and he had messed up on getting here before, so the road has not been closed up to this point. But I told him pending the approval tonight, he could potentially have it closed starting tomorrow, and he was very appreciative of that. And I did mention to him that maybe next year we can get in a couple weeks prior to them opening, and we can get it closed when they begin to open. So, you've all had a chance to take a look at it. Did you have any questions or issues with it?
No difference than what's been done in the past.
That's correct. It's a closure at the alley instead of at the street.
I don't see any concerns here. I didn't know if you had time to take a look at it.
There's no signature, but I assume they've seen it.
Well, it came in on Friday, so, and we were off Monday, so I'm assuming. But it's the same thing they've done in the past.
Right.
Tom, Tim, you're okay. And Kelly, do we have the barricades and stuff? We can do that?
Yeah, we'll take them down.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve the street closing for the Hanna Jail. That's the time to request it.
Okay, I will second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. One other thing, since we're on street closings, I wanted to bring up was there was one that came in late, a dumpster in the alley. And Sally, you said you had some information on that. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I called Mr. Richmond just to get a better idea of what he was wanting to do. And there's a one of the buildings there needs a new roof, and they were hoping to be able to just slide the dumpster right there that they could. Push the roof into the dumpster.
Is it going to be blocking the full alley, do you know?
I did not ask. After Jeff pulled it up, there's two buildings there. There's a house and a, looks like a garage, maybe.
Used to be the plumbing.
I'm not sure which one it is.
Wasn't it?
Smith's Plumbing.
It's what?
There used to be Smith's Plumbing and Heating.
Is that block building?
Yeah.
He said if it doesn't work out, they can always just put a tarp in there and put it up on there, and they just carry it around the back, whatever.
You're asking for it for what? For 4 days? I mean, it'd be gone on the fourth day.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable of, again, since we just seen it for the first time, this maybe just let the police chief evaluate it and give them the clearance of approval or not approval, and that way it doesn't get held up.
Okay.
Because I don't think anybody's had a chance to really look at it, right?
I have not been down to the area.
Right. So I think the main concern is public safety, right? So I think I'm okay if authorizing the chief of police and the fire chief to make that call.
And report back to the Board of Works as to their decision. So, well, I mean, just report as in an email form back to the Board of Works of what you decided. Is that okay with both of you?
Yes.
Okay.
I make that into a motion.
That's fine.
I make a motion that we give the authority to the police chief and fire chief to evaluate the request of a alley closing at their discretion, and then just inform the board of their decision.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion or questions?
Do you want the address, by the way?
On record? Sure, yeah.
Be the alley behind 405 North Chauncey Street.
Okay. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Water Department personnel, I put that on there because, as you can tell, Mike Deere is not here today, but he does have an individual who is retiring from his department, and he would like to start the process of replacing that individual. Actually, Beth came in this afternoon to remind me to talk about it on the, put it on, make sure it's on the agenda and talk about it this afternoon. this evening, I guess. So basically, Mike just wanted the clearance to go ahead and start the interview process to replace that individual. It would not be an additional person, but rather a replacement of a retiring individual. Either of you have issues with that?
I do.
Okay. Do we really? Do I don't think we need a motion, do we?
Or do we need it?
It's just to have it move forward. Probably should. Okay. Okay. Well, then I will make a motion to allow Mike Deere and the Water Department to move forward on starting the interview process for a new hire. Okay.
Question.
Yes.
Is there a specific job position or title in reference to?
I think it's I think it's just labor. I think it's just water labor. I think it's the official discussion or title.
Okay. I just wonder.
Yeah.
Make sure we have it for a record.
Yep, I appreciate that. Okay. Second? Okay. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you. Bills. Do you all have a chance to look at the bills on the bills Dropbox? Go back one.
Well, you don't have bills.
I didn't think I had one.
Okay.
Yeah, bill right there.
There's a bill there.
Okay.
I just had a look and I didn't find them.
Okay.
Last item.
Sally, will you make? Oh, actually, that'd be great. Will you make a note that we need to have Terry get Dan on the bill to the bow bills Dropbox. I'm not sure why he's not, but
and there was one document that was upside down, no matter which way.
Oh, really? Well, I did not see that.
Well, I'm trying to remember where it was, but no matter what, it's always upside down.
Okay. Well, I didn't see, personally, I took a look at it, and I didn't see any issues with it. Dan, do you want another moment to take a look at it, or? Okay. Thanks, Bertiso. Thank you. Okay, well, then I will make a motion to pay the bills in the grand total of $810,070.75.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you. Before we go to the department head reports, I would like to ask for the Board of Works approval to do a rate study with Umbaugh. As you know, we have just completed the last phase of the phase 2A of the long-term control plan. And we also had a water rate increase in this year. And what I heard mostly from the water rate increase process from the residents was that they wanted, instead of having one huge rate shock in 1 year or 2 years, they wanted to have it phased in. We all know that in the next phase of the long-term control plan, which is 2B, we're looking at a price tag of what, seven to ten, probably
$7 million,
which obviously we don't have $7 million cash on hand. So what I would like to do with the board's approval is to have Umbaugh do a rate study for our wastewater to give the city council options for the future, whether that means a phased in approach beginning in 2013 or 2014 or 2015 or whatever. But I would like to get the board's approval to have Umbaugh put together a contract or something to that effect so that they can do a rate study for us that gives us options going into the future for... Exactly. Because I think it's important for the council to have options as to how to phase in those rates. Okay.
Like I say, we was out door to door. That was a huge concern. And if we can phase it in a couple dollars, you know, make it a couple reality, we have no idea.
Yeah.
But we need to have that idea
I see that we kind of have two options. We can either stick our heads in the sand for a couple more years and then do a rate study and realize how much it's going to cost us, or I think we can get the information now, and that gives us a lot of power to decide our future. So, okay. Then, with your approval, I'll have Humboldt draft up something to bring to the board potentially at the next meeting. Is that okay to both of you? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Department head reports. Mike, did you have additional information you'd like to tell us about?
Of course. The equipment upgrades, they are installing the drive motors on the primary clarifiers. The electrician was on site today. One side is hooked up, and they were working on the other side as far as setting the drive units and hooking the electrical up. Hopefully by the end of the week or sometime this week, I'll have an idea when they're going to do a startup. I believe that's supposed to be the 12th next Friday, and then it has to run for a 7-day demonstration period, which make that the 19th, and then after that, the 25th is the final completion. I plan on ordering the rain gauge I've been talking about. I've finally narrowed it down to one, and the company that manufactures it, so I'll be contacting them and talking to them this week, and we'll get that ordered a couple days, and then we'll get it installed. Main Street, we're having issues with one pump there. We lost a seal on it before it was replaced. We've lost another seal on the same pump, and then some additional rubber seals actually fell out of it today, and we have no schematic on that part of it. And I stopped the disassembly of it simply the way that, because we don't know how it's assembled on, because we can't see it. So we're waiting on getting prints from that so we know how to disassemble the rest of it and then put it back together. And then if that happens again, then we're going to have to call the rep from SNL in and figure out why this motor keeps losing seals. I don't think it's anything we're doing. If it is, maybe they can tell us what we're doing wrong. But it's the only one out of everything, and it's the same motor that we're having issues with. So I've talked about the ongoing repairs. Lead times are killing us on that. Basically, the station is about the only thing that we've got motors and pumps back on. All the other equipment is still out there. We're just waiting for it to come in. And then I already reported on the phase two.
What about the rain gauges? Where are we at on that?
That's what I'm going to order. I'll get one ordered this week.
Okay.
We have to have one installed by January, and then the other ones will come at a later date, which will be addressed in our operational plan when we get that put together.
Questions of Mike? Okay. Thank you, Mike. Jeff?
I'll be brief. I forwarded you a picture last week of the bushes that were planted down at the Main Street lift station, and I appreciate Gary Gottenweller. You know, that project actually wrapped up quite some time back. This was warranty work, and because of the long, dry summer, they obviously couldn't plant them. These bushes do require some steadfast watering is the recommendation, so I'm going to leave that up to this guy to figure it out, but they do look pretty.
Oh, we've already watered them. Put our tank in the truck and
there you go.
Good to go.
I met out on the Blue River Trail Extension site with Derek Fredrickson from Engineering Resources and Niblock Excavating today, and we made just a couple of small modifications to both the grade and the route of the trail. You would never know because it's just a matter of inches and height, feet, wides, but does allow us better drainage of the field, and then also to save some additional trees, and I'm all about that. So looks right now like sometime next week that we will probably have Niblock in starting cutting in the trail. Hamilton Hunter has ordered the material for the bridge, and as soon as that arrives, you'll see them scurrying out there as well.
Questions of Jeff?
Thanks for your support on the stormwater stuff. Okay.
Larry?
We put a new service in Mulberry Street. We're continuing to cut some trees here and there, or basically in our lines. And along with that, we've been trimming the lines. We're changing out the transformers in Westgate. We still have some. We've got the PCBs, so we're working on that. We've had 30 locates this week, 36 work orders. We run a trench and ran the conduit for the communication department in the park. I've continued to talk with Sahua Lake. They're having a meeting tonight, possibly sign their portion of our agreement. Then my thoughts are we need to send a couple of guys down there this week and next week, possibly to work with Dave a little bit before he leaves and maybe learn some of his secrets about the South Valley line that we possibly would benefit us. And they thought that was a great idea too, so we'll be hearing more from those tomorrow, but I think everything between Marcia and Greg has been okay because we have signed our part. Christmas decorations. Our Christmas decorations are very, very bad shape.
You got lots of nodding of heads, okay.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to spend the money on as many decorations as we have put up in the past, or kind of make it a courthouse square lighting, invest some money in some nice decorations for mainly around the courthouse square. Have any thoughts on that?
I would assume it would come from the electric department.
Pardon?
Where would the money come from, Larry?
Street department.
Increase in rent.
There you go.
I should make
the savings. The savings from the energy light bulbs that
we've
installed. There you go.
By the way, our bill this month was only $30,000, I think.
I saw that in there.
Or no, $3,000. Excuse me. $3,000.
I was going to say, that sounds about
right. Yeah, it was
$30,000 is a lot of money. Yeah.
Somebody left the light on.
Well, I have to admit, they are getting to the point of looking very bad. You know, I think it's going to have to come down to we need to do something.
I agree.
I don't disagree. I mean, we've had it for years.
I know.
Well, basically, it takes us about a month of preparation to get them to working, you know, and then all the time. And do we need to go that far down Main Street with our lighting?
Well, how about this, Larry? How about if it would be okay, how about you and I and a member of the city council get together and we can talk about it? Is that a
sure.
member committee? And we can talk about that. And you want to appoint yourself too, Tim?
No. Sure, I'll be glad to.
Okay, so Larry and myself and city council and a city council member who will decide after this, or they can decide, we'll get together and we'll start talking about that because I think we're probably, I would assume, well, we'll talk about that. How about that?
Sure.
That's not okay? We'll bring more of a formal proposal to the board in the near future.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
That's my report.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions, Larry? Thanks, Larry. Tim?
Last week we had a command meeting. We discussed morale, performance evaluations, goals, and applying for a grant through Drug Free Indiana. Next week we have two officers that are going to be attending instructor development training. That's at Shipshewana Police Department for 5 days. Detective Stevenson and Officer Chapman will be attending that. On Friday evening, we had an officer that was injured while in a short foot pursuit with an intoxicated individual. I'm unsure at this point how long he'll be off work, but he is off work indefinitely for that injury. On Thursday, I'll be at the high school all day speaking with high school kids. about career choices, literacy, and job skills. And Friday, Officer Hunter will be helping with Mary Raver's bicycle safety class. And we're getting ready for Halloween Patrol and the Veterans Marathon.
Very good. Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Mark.
All right. Still got 3 weeks left of JFL games, and football season's going pretty quick. It's been pretty good so far. Dashing Through the Snow 5K, we've been working on getting that ready. That's going to be December 7th this year, so Friday night. And so we kind of have all the registration ready for that online, and forms, brochures made, things like that. Also working on the father-daughter dance details coming up in February. Looking at different places to have that. So, Veterans Marathon, November 10th. I'm kind of doing some things for that. And then, as Jeff mentioned, the trail and bridge project's underway. Of course, he's kind of overseeing that. Looks a little different back there. And hearing a lot of positive excitement about that project. Other than that, Moe will be blowing leaves here soon. Our dugouts will no longer be pink here by the end of the week.
Good.
So the primer was pink.
Okay. Thank you. Kelly?
I sent an email to you guys. I thought I was going to be going tonight, so I thought we're going to be attending a factory up in Wisconsin. Snow plows and equipment and stuff, but we have to cancel that. So maybe we can hit that another time. But just a couple things on that. It was Mr. Curlis that showed up to the meeting. We dug out that stump that he requested we remove and took care of that for him. He seemed pretty pleased with the outcome. And then we do have a leaf pickup scheduled for the 22nd. I sent some information to the paper. Did you receive that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something about it.
Okay. So, other than that, I mean, there's stuff in my report that you guys want to look at or have any questions on. Okay.
Questions for Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Tom?
Years ago, and hopefully you'll pick up on this, years ago the fire department started handing out for Halloween the little glow sticks for kids. Last year the police department got on board with us, and we gave some of those to them to distribute as well. We do have those again this year. We're going to start handing them out at 5 o'clock because the Halloween National Trick or Treat time is 6 to 8, so we'll be start handing out glow sticks at 5 o'clock. Anybody interested in the glow sticks can either come down past the fire department for those, or Tim, did you guys want some again this year to hand out?
Sure.
Or then give a police officer, wherever Tim designates as a handout location or from squad cars or whatever. But we will have those again available to
see. Wave your arms at the police officer as they go back.
We got a thousand of them for like $300.
Yeah.
It's really good if I get one sort of good price on those. So
yep.
Turned out swell. We also have our candy on order for the Christmas candy giveaway that happens on Christmas Eve. The fire department has done for 130 years or so. That, again, is from 6 to 8 Christmas Eve. So.
How many pounds of candy do you give out there?
700 pounds of candy.
A lot of candy.
That's a lot of candy.
103 years old.
Yeah. The candy is not 130 years old. But that's all taken care of and underway. So, and we are going to next year. Supposedly, we're investigating having a golf outing. We haven't done that in several years, so we are investigating having a golf outing next year to fund that candy. Our candy funds have dwindled to an all-time low, and we need to replenish that fund. So. The question just was posed, what does it cost to buy 700 pounds of candy? Anywhere from about $1,500 to $2,000. That's been taken care of by fundraisers and donations in the past.
Tax revenue.
No tax revenue. we'd like it to continue that way. It's just a trick to try to do fundraisers in such a tight economy to fund that.
Okay, questions of Tom? Thank you, Tom. Larry?
I don't have a question, but I forgot to mention that this is American Public Power Week. I have taken an article out to the newspaper. Hopefully they'll get that in there tomorrow for our free day. Well, today was our free day. Excuse me. But I did take that out, so hopefully you get that article in the paper, but at least tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Sorry about that.
Tom?
The final thing, and to finish up on my report, was I'd reported that our fire engine, the older fire engine in 1990, had some complications with its pump testing. Actually, it pumped just fine. It's vacuum testing. We have several different options that we can do with that vehicle to bring it back up to spec. One is a very low-cost, get it fixed for a short period of time fix. The other one is a more in-depth, high-cost scenario. My option at this point is to spend $1,000 and get it back where it needs to be, and we'll evaluate at that point what needs to happen in the future. So I'm just having a few parts rebuilt on it to pass that vacuum test, depending that we intend to at this point 2014 purchase another truck.
Okay.
So that's about for you. I thought that was a more of an economical approach.
Thank you, Tom. Okay. Sally? Walter?
Nothing.
I have nothing. Dan? Anything from the audience? Or media? Okay, well, with that, we will...